Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. We continue this series with more recipes from some of the world's best chefs and bartenders. Today we'll hear an easy and delicious recipe from Mitchell Ibrahim of London's Ombra restaurant.
Hi there, I'm Mitchell Ibrahim. I'm an Italian chef with Egyptian parents who grew up in Italy, in Milan, north of Italy. And today I'm going to take you through how to do a recipe from where I was brought up, which is called ossobuco alla milanese. Ossobuco is essentially a cut of cow that comes from the shin, and literally translated it means bone with a hole. So essentially a steak taken from the shin with the bone and the bone marrow as a section. For this recipe, you'll need, obviously, ossobuco, which should be about 3 to 4 centimeter thickness. That should be about 350, 400 grams per person. Some black pepper, some butter, rosemary, parsley, an onion, some buckwheat flour, a glass of white wine, and some veal stock or chicken stock. If not, water can also be fine. So you start by slicing an onion, gently frying a bit of olive oil and a pinch of salt. While that fries gently, you take the piece of ossobuco and you make 3 incisions along the connective tissue, which is on the outside of your piece of meat, that will stop it from curdling while cooking. Once that is done, you pat dry the piece of meat, generally salt it, and then in a heavy bottom pan, you fry the piece of meat just to give a bit of color. It's not really to cook it, just to give a bit of a caramelization on the outside. While that happens, with the onions, you add a bit of white wine to the glaze, any bit that might have stuck to the pan, let the wine evaporate, and then add the liquid together with the onion and the piece of ossobuco to the first pan where you fry the onion. And then you add a few pieces of black pepper, a sprig of rosemary, and a couple of leaves of sage. And then basically you cover with the stock or the water if you don't have the stock until like halfway of where the meat arrives. And very gently on a low heat with the lid on, you let it simmer for about 30 minutes. During those 30 minutes in a pan, you take a couple of spoons of the buckwheat flour and very gently you essentially toast the flour to get a bit of the aroma outside and also get a bit of a biscuity kind of nutty flavor to the flour. Just make sure you keep stirring it as it will burn if you forget about it. It'll only take a couple of minutes. Once that's done, you can transfer the flour into a dish. After half an hour has passed, you can flip the meat on the opposite side, so it cooks also on the bottom side. And if you need a bit of top up of liquid, whether water or chicken stock that you're using, give it a top up and let it go for another 20 minutes, kind of same heat, nice and gentle, don't rush it. Then once this total of 50 minutes have passed, you take the meat off the pan, you strain the cooking liquid, and you essentially reduce it, which simply just means cooking it down until it evaporates some of the water and the protein that the meat has lost in the liquid will help thicken it. But to also help it further to thicken, we add the toasted buckwheat flour that we toasted while the meat was cooking. Suggest starting with a teaspoon or two at a time and keep whisking it until the desired consistency. Once the desired consistency has been achieved, you can take the pan with the sauce off the heat, add a knob of butter and give it a nice whisk, make sure it's all emulsified. And then what you do is you put the meat back into the pan and make sure like the thickened sauce is coating everywhere the meat. And you can leave it there for like a 4 or 5 minutes rest and kind of rehydrate into its own sauce. While that happens, we make a condiment called the gremolata, which is essentially is a garlic, lemon, and parsley. This time of the year, we also have some bergamot around, so we can use bergamot instead of lemon. It's fairly simple. All you do is you grate some raw garlic into a bowl, you zest the bergamot or the lemon, whichever you're using, into the same bowl. There is an option of adding a few fillets of anchovies, and essentially with a bit of parsley, you chop it all up, and you got this kind of dry condiment, which is kind of quintessential of this dish. Once you've done the gremolata, you transfer the piece of meat onto a serving dish, you spoon over some of the reduced sauce in which the meat was resting, and then to finish on top, You put the gremolata all over the meat, which the heat from the meat will bring up all the essential oil from the citrus that you use in your dressing. And traditionally, it's either served with a roasted potato. The proper way in Milan is with saffron risotto or risotto alla milanese.
Thanks to Michel Ibrahim, head chef of London's Umbra restaurant. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.